Hello.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
All right, what's up?
Hey, Pete, if I asked you your honest assessment, this team game 1 or 2 to game now, what would you actually say in terms of describing what your team is?
But say that between what?
If I were to ask you after game 1 or 2, and I ask you now to assess your football team this many games later, what do you know is the difference? What's tangible and maybe what's the intangible differences between this team?
Well, we've grown up with the quarterbacks is really what it is. We've played, if you really take a good look at our games in the season, we've played really close games, even the games that we've lost, and we've had a chance to win every game. We really had that opportunity, and we had the ball in our hands to win it. And that early on we were just raising, you know, a young quarterback, and in that we were trying to win on defense, we were trying to win in the kicking game and running the football and just bring him along. I worked really diligently to not, you know, allow him to take a big step backwards and then have to regroup and move forward because we were trying too hard too fast. And so in that, you know, we conservatively marched our way through the early part of the schedule. And so where we are now is we have a quarterback that we know and that we trust and that we believe in, and he's made a ton of good things happen for us, and he's demonstrated the kind of play and decision making that warrants that. And so we were 3 plays on the 7-yard line against Arizona after an 18 play drive to get there to win the game, and we misfired on all 3 of them, or we'd have won the first game of the year, and he'd have been a hero right off the bat. And so we've been, you know, he brings us to the brink of really a lot of good things. And so as it's turned out, we've become an experienced young football team that's got a lot of confidence right now, and we're excited about our chances.
Coach, when did you know that you had somebody very special in him?
We knew that in well before the draft. That was not hard to know. You know, John Snyder led the charge on it, did all the homework and the research, and brought him to us. And we knew that he was an extraordinary kid. It was just whether or not his game would translate, you know, on this field and with our players in the league. And there was a lot of people that didn't think it would. We particularly thought that we didn't just get a guy that had a chance. We thought we had a great player. And we just wanted to see if we were right, you know, and so we knew that we went against the grain a bit on that one, but we had such confidence in the kid and who he was that it's a really, you know, fun story in a sense, but he really hasn't done anything different than what he's always done. He's just learned our offense. He's a terrific player.
Pete, I don't know, I'm assuming you believe in whatever it is, that it factor, and I mean this as a compliment. I thought the idea when you pay one guy and all of a sudden you have a guy who you think gives you a better chance to win in the now and better chance even down the road, did you think he had it, and is there such a thing in your mind as that?
There's no question. You know, I don't know how we describe it or define that, but that intangible, you know, quality that separates guys, he has. There's no doubt. He's got a unique makeup about him. He's got extraordinary character and principles and work ethic and manner, and he can get along with everybody, and there's a flexibility to him that's maybe surprising, and then a sternness to him that's classic. And so it's just a very unique person, the one thing that we did say when we came here is that we weren't going to play guys based on how many years they've been here, how many Pro Bowls they've been to, or how much money they get paid. I never wanted to do that, and I made that clear from the start, and this is an illustration of that, but not to prove the point. It's just because I thought if we didn't think that way, we might be able to do the right thing more often, and in this decision, it's worked out great.
Well, I think on paper, when you turn over 33 guys in 2 years from a team that won a playoff game, I'll give you credit for the honesty. I'm not saying it was fool's gold that you won that playoff game, but you knew that wasn't a Super Bowl winning type team, and 33 guys being turned over was the absolute proof of that.
Well, appreciate that. That's really John Snyder's work and his guys. They've done a fantastic job, we're having some fun with a really young team right now.
Coach, could you talk about Marshawn Lynch and how he's able to provide that stability for the young quarterback that the Falcons kind of did with Mike Turner and Matt Ryan when he was a rookie?
And it's exactly been the case. You know, we have made an enormous commitment to the running game since the day we got here, and the last season, particularly the second half of last year, and all throughout this year, continues to be, I think, a hallmark of our club. You know, that we're running the football with great commitment, and the guy who's doing all that is Marshawn, and he's been a pace setter for us. He's been, kind of the lead dog in the race the whole time he's been here, because of his aggressiveness and his toughness and his consistency. And there's nothing that a quarterback needs more than a guy that can do that for you. And I'm sure that when Michael was doing that for Matt way back when, it was a tremendous asset, and you know, everybody noticed it. We certainly have noticed it here.
People have labeled your team an aggressive team. Not all football teams are created equally. Do you think that's a good word for this bunch? And have they bought into, whether it's the youngish mentality or whatever it is, that playing to the shadow of the whistle and playing aggressively is absolutely a way to play four quarters of football in this league?
Yeah, this is a very tough group, and we wanted to make sure that that's what this team stood for, and that's why the commitment to always playing great defense. But the running game is really where you have your other chance to make your statement, and then to special teams. And so that's been who we have sought to be, and we've become a very tough group. We're young and physical and all that, and we run real well as a team, and that's what, you know, we're trying to build on, knowing that that's a great place to always come back to and to live with and draft to. So we've it's been exciting. It's been fun. I'm really proud of that fact about our team does come across that way, because I think it will be the aspect of it that will keep us consistent over the years.
Coach, how do you see the matchup between the corners and the Falcons wide receivers? A lot of folks are anticipating watching that on Sunday.
Well, I hope it's a good one, because if it's not a good one, then we might kick our tails, you know. Those guys are so good. But I expect it to be a really exciting matchup. We love the way our guys play and the way they bring it. And the two receivers are amazing. You know, Roddy and Julio give you everything you want. And Tony, too, you know. So this is – and we have a big safety and a big Sam backer that's going to be around that tight end, too. So you look at it, it's a big matchup, and I think this is one of the real classics. I hope it comes out that way, because we, you know, we can battle with these guys, and we have a lot of respect for the program and for what Matt can do with them, and so we'll try to hold our own.
Who's the Sam, Leroy, or
AJ Wright?
AJ, okay, thanks,
Coach. Do you feel like you have any psychological edge over the Falcons, in the sense that you guys are playing well, sort of viewed as the hottest team in the league, and this is a team that's lost in the playoffs, one and done, the last three times it's been?
It has nothing to do with it. You know, we're just trying to do what we do, and try to keep our opponents from you know, allowing that to happen. That means we have to just take care of our business, and has nothing to do with, to me, it has nothing to do with years past or the storylines and stuff. That's really your guys' stuff to do, and right now we're playing a great football team with a terrific head coach and a terrific quarterback and talent and all of that, and a style, and at home, you know. So it's a monstrous task, but our guys are jacked up about it. We'll see if we can get it done.
I know it's a next man up league, but losing Clemens, I know the answer. It is the next man up. But losing a guy, there is a reality to not being the same football team when you get off that plane here.
Well, there's no question. You know, Clemens has been rock solid, consistent for us. You know, he's had double digit sacks for three straight years. He's a tough guy. He's a great effort guy. Has, you know, great standards and expectations. That all, you know, is extended to all our young guys. And so we're gonna miss Clem for sure. Fortunately, you know, we drafted Bruce, and Bruce plays the exact spot. He's been backing him up all year long. He's been playing in all passing situations throughout the season, so he's ready to go. This is what you young guys, you bring them in here for, so that when the time comes, like you said, they can step up. We're going to expect them to play great football for us, but we're certainly going to miss Chris.
Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about Sam Baker. I was talking to him earlier today, and he said you recruited him to USC at a time when you were trying to change the culture there a little bit. What do you remember about him anything from his time there with you?
Well, Sam was right in the middle of all of the best that we did at SC, and he was not just in the middle of it. He was a leader and a captain and a guy right in the front of everything. He was, we loved when we recruited him and brought him in to be exactly what he was and play that tackle spot and own it just like he has for you guys. He's a tremendous person, a great competitor. He was a fantastic leader for us. Just a great aspect. He's like one of the pillars, you know, of the years when we were successful at SC. And I think Sam was there for 5 years, and you know, and to get his four in, and he did everything you could ever ask a guy to do. So I couldn't be more thrilled in competing against him because of how much respect and love I have for Sammy. And I see. I think he's playing the best football he's played. And he looks like he's at his very best. And we've recognized that on our end. So more power to him.
The idea of, you talked about culture changes, and then you had to do it again in Seattle. You know, there's always talk, college coaches coming to the NFL. I don't know if it's too blanket a statement or not, but does it work maybe if you have a younger bunch, if it's a bunch that's closer to being, you know, I know it's, you treat them like men, but is there a roster age or certain things that you have to have in terms of free agency on top of that when you're thinking about coaching in the NFL that's not the same as college?
Well, you know, I would remind you that I was in the NFL for 16 mm-hmm. years before I went to SB, yep. you know, so I was a longtime NFL guy, and then really took my thoughts and in ways there. And then, so when it comes back around, you know, I've grown a ton, and my philosophy has become much more solid and tuned in, but, you know, I don't think it matters, you know, whether you're coaching old guys or young guys. John Snyder and I just happen to believe in youth and young, vibrant, you know, athletes in the competitive roster and making competition the central theme in the program. And so that's what we've done, you know, and whether or not, you know, that's predictable or you can count on it, I don't know where to go with that one. But that's how we've done it, and we've done it with a really strict connection to what we believe in. And we have not wavered. I'm not coaching these guys one stitch different than I did at SC. And our expectations and standards and practice and the focus and all of those things are exactly the same, and we're having a ball doing it. So, you know, it has worked out fine. I came here wondering, you know, I didn't know, you know, if it would. I thought it would, and so we haven't changed, and it's worked out, and it's fun to see it in action.
Can I ask you about a particular play? 3:21 left in the game the other day, you got a 3rd-and-1, and you let Russell throw the ball, and to me it was sort of the light going off that he has the whole playbook at his disposal, and that trust that had been built up over the first 16 weeks might not have been more evident than maybe on that moment.
Yeah, there's no question that I have no hesitation in trusting Russell in anything, any situation that we're in. I think at this point, and what I've learned about this kid, that I'd be making the big blunder if I wasn't trusting him. He's proven it. He's the real deal. He's a fantastic competitor. He plays his own style. I love when he runs around. I love when he blocks for guys downfield. He knows when to and how to, and he's got extraordinary savvy. And so to have him throw the ball in 3rd-and-1 right there is to keep the clock moving and to keep the football and really win the game. And you know, you run it again and you give it back to him. You know, then you know, have to kick it there. It's a different situation. So we're very fortunate that we've come that far this fast with a kid, and he just deserved it, and he's earned it.
Coach, how much credit is our old buddy Tom Cable taking for the 2 Pro Bowlers there on the line?
Tom deserves all the credit. He has been a fantastic part of this team, and he's brought tremendous commitment to the running game, exactly how we wanted it done. And he's just done everything. And to take these guys in a couple of years' time and turn them around where he's got Pro Bowlers and he's got a terrific running game and a terrific pass protection scheme and a successful offense, all of that, really, it's his credit, totally. And he's in a, you know, he's assistant head coach here. He totally, you know, speaks to this offense all the time and sets them in motion. And he's been a great aspect of our program. He's a fantastic coach.
Pete, you were a young head coach with the Jets and the Patriots, and you said you're doing the same thing now that you did at USC. How have you changed since you were that young head coach in the NFL till today?
Well, no, I'm not the same. I didn't say I was the same as the Jets or New England.
No, you just said USC.
There was a lot of growth that was necessary, and I had to get my butt kicked to figure it out. And fortunately, we came out and had the great opportunity at SC to put really everything into motion and to, you know, take over a program and set a culture in place and see the benefits of it. And so you know, that has all taken place. And so to be given the opportunity to come to a club like this and then have all of the control and the opportunity to make it all come to life was just, you know, once in a lifetime chance. I've really, what has happened over the long haul is the message, the language, the commitment to the philosophy and the approach is what has happened and taken place. And that's now what I spend all of my time conveying to our players, that we have a way to do stuff and we have a way to think and the way we talk and the way we expect things to happen. And that's, you know, fortunately, it's right now it's working out and we're having a pretty good run here. So we're going to try to keep it going, and that means we got to have a really good competition Wednesday today, you know. We're just going to get right back in our routine and see if it can't come to life again on the weekend.
Fair enough to say that a lot of people were trying to talk about certain numbers. Teams change. You either get better or you get worse. I think one of the things that people were saying is, hey, it's a 3-5 road team. My feeling is there are a lot of numbers you can throw out at this time of the year. And that win last week, I don't care what you did in the first 8. Obviously, they matter and matchups matter. But this is a different football team, is it not?
Well, go back and look at it. From the Chicago game on, we really have taken a big jump. And that was when Russell had an extraordinary game, scored at the end of regulation, then scored in first drive in overtime to beat a Bear team that was playing in first place and trying to keep their spot with all their guys, you know, at their place. And so that was really what he did the other day and leading another drive. He's been doing that all year. But we finally are cashing in on it. And we're much different than we were early. And his numbers have really, really jumped up. And it's not just Russell. It's everybody around him has played much better. And we've just improved as a team.
The constant is 15 a game. That's better than anybody in the NFL on defense, but also time of possession. If you don't have three and outs, you keep it longer. You're not giving the other guy extra possessions on top of that. And your defense.
Hey, guys, I have to go. I'm on the field in 2 minutes here, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
okay, sorry.
All right, thanks, Coach P.
See you later.
All righty.